After a prisoner swap that freed an American soldier, senators are receiving information they say they should have received before.
Lawmakers say they should have been notified for many reasons, including a legal requirement. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl was traded for 5 prisoners at Guantanamo, and Congress is supposed to be told when they're freed from detention there.
Now Congress wants more information, and last night military intelligence and diplomatic officials talked with lawmakers about the trade. NPR's David Wellner begins our coverage.
Senators who attended the briefing were shown a proof-of-life video of Sergeant Bergdahl in captivity. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin said it was clear the soldier was not in a good condition.
He looked either drugged or tired or sick. It's hard to describe, but he did not look like a well person.
Illinois' other senator, Republican Mark Kirk, had the same impression.
I would just say it did not look good. I would definitely think that it would have had an emotional impact on the president when he saw it, which is probably why the Taliban released it.
Other Republicans remain deeply skeptical of the deal, including Florida's Marco Rubio.
I believe it was done as part of a political narrative that the president tried to further last week, that the war in Afghanistan was over and that our last prisoner had been returned.
And New Hampshire Republican Kelly Ayotte said the transferred Guantanamo inmates are now a threat to the U.S. and its allies.
I don't feel assured that these 5 Taliban detainees, who are high level, will not get back in the fight.
Hearings begin next week on the swap. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.